move on to the next item.
Item number 13 is the Community Engagement Ad Hoc Committee update. This update is from their October 4th, 2021 meeting.
Thank you. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. All right. There's some common themes that I was listening to today with Jeff and Kenneth and Tamara is that we have to be intentional with our outreach and community engagement. And with our meetings, we have been having conversations about how to do that, because I think being intentional and to set up our strategies of how to do that, even with our listening session, we only had a few people that was at the listening session. So it's just like strategically just thinking about how to make these things happen, how to be in front of the community. And I know that we have a department where we do prevention, but I think it's not just being at resource fairs and giving out information, because I think the information the community takes it, but I think to be in their face to explain to them what are these changes, what is, you know, what is the emergency center, the new hospital, all of that. So it's just like I said, being intentional. We had our first outreach with Grand Avenue Club, and I think that a lot of that had to do with COVID, and we had maybe 15 or 20 people at the outreach at Grand Avenue. So we're just going to have to drill down to determine what else we need to do in order to get into the faces of the community and our stakeholders as well. We are looking at the infographic. We did a survey with Miracle to determine if we are giving too much information in the infographic or maybe not enough information in the infographic. So it's a slow process that we're working on that, because again, that's something that's going to be given to the community so we can give them a bird's eye view of what the system looks like, not just the mental health system, but housing and what's available to them. But I think just not passing out information is that we are going to have to look at how we can get in to the faces of individuals. So we're going to send the survey out to the mental health task force in regards to the infographic. And again, how much information should we drill down? And then when Shirley gets back from medical leave, she's going to give this survey to peers as well, so we can get more insight into what we're doing and if we're doing it correctly. Let's see. We are also talking about creating the Stakeholders Advisory Committee as well, as it relates to the new emergency center. Mary and I had a meeting with Jen over at Granite Hills, and she's open to collaborating with us and joining us in having an advisory committee, stakeholder committee through Granite Hills as well. And so she's up. Open for that. So we are just strategically just kind of taking our time just to figure out, you know, what is it that we need to do? How do we engage the community? And I think just those common themes today is that being intentional about what we do, the information we put out, and working with Kenneth and probably Jeff and some other community outreach so we can expand our reach into the community, because the community is still very unclear about what is happening. Who is the mental health board of directors? So, and then there's still a lot of misinformation out in the community as well.
That's exciting for me, the conversations about the advisory committee are ensuing. I think that's exciting.
Absolutely, and people are open for it as well, so that's the exciting part about it, right?
Yeah, it's a very real way that mental health board members can be, directly involved and, not only receiving but giving information in a real-time way.
Absolutely. And then also, too, and reaching out to probably Kane Communication to find out exactly how they are messaging and what they're sending out, and what vehicles or platforms that they're using as well to reach out to the community. So again, it's just strategically just kind of taking our time and look to 2022 and have a lot of things set in place as well.
Great. Thank you. Other board members have questions for Brenda or comments?
Any comments, Rachel or Mary, in regards to the outreach that we did?
No, I think we need much more deliberate and careful planning. And I just want to mention that we're also doing the survey here at Grand Avenue Club, the same survey that Miracle is doing.
Thank you.
Great.
I guess I would just like to mention that to the due diligence that will go into creating the advisory group that will be a combination of Granite Hills and of the Mental Health Emergency Center, and having a body of people, because, you know, it's a group that will serve both people coming from the Mental Health Emergency Center to Granite Hills, and it'll be a hand in glove. So it made sense to work and have people from both places on one team. So that meeting that Brenda set up with Jen was a really important meeting. And so now the planning starts and getting the right people at the table. So
it's a work in progress. Good. Well, thank you. Jody, could you move us